time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
A fifth Alabama woman has come forward to accuse Roy Moore of improper advances when she was a teenager. Beverly Young Nelson, now 55, said that Roy Moore sexually assaulted her when she was just 16.
Mr. Moore reached over and began groping me and putting his hands on my breast. I tried to open my car door to leave, but he reached over and he locked it so I could not get out. I tried fighting him off while yelling at him to stop. But instead of stopping, he began squeezing my neck, attempting to force my head onto his crotch. I thought that he was going to rape me. I was twisting and I was struggling and I was begging him to stop. At some point he gave up. And he then looked at me and he told me, he said, "You're just a child." And he said, "I am the district attorney of Etowah County. And if you tell anyone about this, no one will ever believe you."
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell delivered his most forceful condemnation of the former judge. When asked if he thinks Moore should step aside and if he believes the allegations to be true, McConnell said yes.
"I think he should step aside."
Are you encouraging a write-in campaign with Senator Strange?
That's an option we're looking at, whether or not there is someone who could mount a write-in campaign successfully.
Would it be Senator Strange, do you think?
We'll see.
Is the burden on Moore to prove these false versus someone to prove that these are true in this situation? Or do you believe these allegations to be true?
I believe the women, yes.
We've now had some time to, you know, to look into this, and it seems to me that those allegations have a lot of credibility, and I have not heard a response that has that level of credibility. So, yeah, it would be best if he were to step aside.
I think that it would be better if someone replaced Judge Moore. I just think it's better for the conservative cause and for the state of Alabama if a different person steps forward.
I have to say, I think the accusations have more credibility than the denial. I think it would be best if Roy would just step aside.
Senator Cory Gardner, head of the Senate Republican Campaign Committee, said that the Senate should vote to expel Moore if he wins because he does not meet the ethical and moral requirements of the U.S. Senate. Moore has become more defiant in his own defense. As with the other accusers, he claims he doesn't know Beverly Young Nelson. He's refusing to leave the race and said that Mitch McConnell is the one who needs to step aside. In a report by The New Yorker, multiple locals claim they remember Moore being banned from the Gadsden Mall when he was the assistant district attorney to Etowah County, quote, because he repeatedly badgered teenage girls. Two of the women who accused Moore of dating them when they were teens and he in his 30s said they met him at that mall. According to a new report in The Atlantic, Donald Trump Jr. corresponded with WikiLeaks via Twitter direct messages during the 2016 campaign. WikiLeaks first contacted the junior Trump in September, alerting him about the pending launch of a website that would highlight ties between the candidate and Russian President Putin. WikiLeaks made several requests, including asking for Trump's tax returns, telling the campaign to reject election results should they lose, as rigged, and more. Trump Jr. frequently ignored the messages, but occasionally responded as if he had acted on them. Before leaving for his Asia trip, Trump told reporters,
"I don't know. I'm really not involved with the Justice Department. I'd like to let it run itself. But honestly, they should be looking at the Democrats. They should be looking at Podesta and all of that dishonesty. They should be looking at a lot of things. And a lot of people are disappointed in the Justice Department, including me."
10 days later, the Justice Department tells Congress that senior prosecutors are looking into whether a special counsel should be appointed to investigate misconduct at the Clinton Foundation and the Obama administration's 2010 decision to allow a Russian nuclear energy agency to acquire uranium from the U.S., among other matters. This, according to a letter sent to the House Judiciary Committee from a senior Justice Department official on Monday. Attorney General Jeff Sessions will likely be asked about that investigation, as well as Russia investigation-related questions, as he testifies Tuesday before the House Judiciary Committee. The Senate Foreign Relations Committee holding a hearing on Tuesday on the president's unrestricted authority to order a nuclear attack. Legislation checking that authority has been introduced by Democrats Ed Markey in the Senate and Ted Lieu in the House. Committee Chairman Republican Bob Corker said, quote, "This discussion is long overdue." Brett Talley, the 36-year-old who's only been practicing law for 3 years, has never tried a case and received a rare not qualified rating from the American Bar Association, who was nominated by Trump to a lifetime appointment as a federal district judge in Alabama, is coming under more fire. After advancing through the Senate Judiciary Committee on Thursday along party lines, comes the revelation that he didn't disclose the conflict of interest that his wife, Ann Donaldson, is the chief of staff to the White House counsel, Don McGahn. Donaldson has emerged in recent weeks as a witness in Robert Mueller's investigation into whether Trump obstructed justice. I got the news. And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, now heard Tuesday through Friday from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern on the Progressive Voices Network, I hope you'll consider a contribution. My work is 100% listener-funded, and I can't do it without you. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.